I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It is monster size. It is 40 feet tall almost, and it is Smurf blue, and it is...
Now, time for the standout. The standout on Dave and DeGenovic.
Not only the craziest story of the day, but the most talked about story of the day. Big mistake at City Hall. Somewhat of a mix-up with the permitting process. And Mill Creek has a monster-sized warehouse right up against residential homes.
Yeah, let me paint this picture for you. You own a house. You bought it. You have this incredible view of Mount Olympus, this gorgeous view of the Utah Mountains that everybody travels from all over the world to see. And then you're walking down your driveway, and then you look up and you see this frame of a monstrous, huge warehouse being built. And framed within that warehouse is your beautiful mountain view. And you realize, in the next few weeks, as the siding goes up and the roof goes on, I am going to lose my gorgeous view. And that's exactly what happened.
But that's not exactly all that happened. There's so much more to the story. We're going to talk about that in the next few minutes. We also took your phone calls. If you missed them, we are still taking phone calls. If you missed the opportunity to call in, 801-575-7668. And our Utah Community Credit Union text line lit up over this story. City Hall admitting its mistake and approving that big new warehouse that is now, 10 feet from homes, according to the homeowners that are speaking out about it. City calling us saying they are planning on meeting with the homeowners in the next several days. They're trying to set up meetings right now between the mayor and also the homeowners there. In fact, Francis Lilly, he works for the city. He got on the line with us right away and he said, you know what? We made a mistake. We messed up. We want to work with the homeowners. If you missed that interview, here's part of it.
So our goal is to continue meeting with the homeowners and to come up with a solution that's fair to all parties. And what I can tell you is that, you know, conversations are ongoing. I'm trying to schedule a meeting with Mr. Brown and the mayor here as soon as possible, so that we can get something, in works. You know, I acknowledge that the building is a problem.
I'm amazed. This may be the first time I've ever heard a city official admit, "Yep, that's our bad. That shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have gone down that way. There were a lot of reasons for the way it went down, but ultimately, we got to figure something out."
A lot of listeners wondering exactly where this building is. Well, if you're driving down 3300 South, you likely cannot miss it. It is Smurf blue, and that is the city's definition of the building. That wasn't even ours. Dave and I couldn't even come up with the color, and then Francis Lilly from the city jumped on the line. He's like, it's Smurf blue. He called it a shed, and it belongs to a bail bond company that owns that property. According to the homeowners, they're saying that the bail bond company's intention on that building is to store their paperwork, whatever they've got to bail people out of jail. I guess they're bailing a lot of people out of jail, so they need a 37-foot tall building. But that thing is huge, and it is right cozied up against homes in the Mill Creek area. So we talked to Scott Brown, who's a homeowner in the area, and you know, a lot of things they're worried about with that, Dave, but especially their property values.
I mean, nobody says, "I want to buy that house because there's a giant warehouse behind it," you know. And so when you walk up the driveway and that's what you see, and you're looking at several different homes, that's going to be a factor. If all things are equal, the fact that there's a 37-foot warehouse behind our property definitely has an influence. Not everybody wants a mountain.
And it sounds like it's hidden about five different homes. one was described like their entire backyard is the shed, is the Smurf shed, and that's all you see. The difficulties I have, Deb, and this is where it's just unfortunate, what do you do? Anytime someone builds something, it is impeding somebody else's view. It's ruining what you have experienced. So, for example, Salt Lake City is going to build 6 or 7 skyscrapers over the next few years. 6 or 7 skyscrapers, 24, 28 stories tall. Do you think that's going to impede somebody's view? Of course it will, 100%. Does that ruin some of your experience and the way you're used to living? Yes. Does it overpopulate that area? Yes. Does it create congestion? Yes. All these things. But just not building is not always the option.
But these homeowners would expect that City Hall would do their jobs and do their jobs correctly. And in this case, the city messed up. There was some, you know, issues with the way the property is, you know, it's, some of it's mixed, or some of it's commercial use, some of it's multi-family housing, and somehow this 37-foot-tall building got approved, and it sounds like it probably shouldn't have been approved to begin with. But the thing's already up. The city said we can't order the property owner to tear it down. So why can't the city be held responsible for that? What, you know?
Well, I think the difficulty is it's not illegal. They wish they hadn't have approved it, but when they saw that it was going up, they reached out and they found a lawyer, not part of the city. They reached out to an expert, and they found out that they didn't have any legal ramification. They didn't have a legal way out of it because even though they regret it, it wasn't illegal. And I think that's the sticky situation they're in, and why I think ultimately it's just going to end up being, hey, sorry, we're going to try to make the best of it.
A couple of things we're looking forward to in this story is that meeting between homeowners and the city. How will this shake out? Will homeowners be compensated? I felt as though homeowners should be compensated for their loss in property value. The city said, well, sometimes it's very difficult to put a number on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I also thought that the homeowners should be compensated for the shock and awe that overcame them as they stepped outside and they saw this building going up practically overnight, 10 feet from their backyard. And if I'm a homeowner, I'd also want to make doggone sure I knew exactly what that warehouse was being used for. And now they've been assured that it's, you know, to store paperwork, whatever the bail bonds company needs to store in. But as soon as I see a shed that size going up, I'm thinking to myself, what in the world do they need a shed that size for? What are they hiding in that? I'd want to know. It sounds like they
collateral
have figured it out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be collateral, it sounds like. But I feel terribly for these residents because it does. It ruins your experience. When you're used to sitting out on your porch and looking at the sunrise in the morning or the beautiful sunset that reflects off the mountain, that is amazing. They'll never have that again. So my heart goes out for them. I'm just not sure if there's anything legally you can do about it. Maybe the question is, what can you do ethically? What are you responsible for?
Next, we're going to go right on the money. You want to earn $80,000 a year and get some really great benefits with that? We know a company that is hiring 12,000 workers.
Dave and Dujanovic get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Live with Greg Skordas. He's a former prosecutor. We're talking about an adoption scheme.
With Dave and Debbie.
These adoptive parents could lose their child.
That's exactly what could happen.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.